As lawmakers wrap up some housekeeping necessary at the start of the session, bills are now beginning to be introduced. Boise State political science professor Gary Moncrief tells Samantha Wright about the transition at the State House from inside baseball to passing policy.
The first couple of weeks are devoted to figuring out what the budget's going to look like, or at least what the revenue is going to look like at this point. And one of the other things that gets done early in the session is the legislature's reviewing all the administrative rules. It's a very unsexy thing. It's not something that most people know about. It's not something that most people really care about, but it's a very important part of what the legislature does. They have to review all the administrative rules and fee requests that the agencies are putting out. This is what's known as legislative oversight. It's oversight of the bureaucracy, if you will. And the legislature has to review all of those rules to see if they are in compliance with legislative intent. And it's frankly tedious. Now we're at the phase where we're going to start to see a lot of bills being introduced. As of today, there's roughly 100 bills, slightly more than 100 bills introduced. Most of those are House bills. And we're going to see in the next probably 3 weeks, probably something on the order of 300 or 400 more of those bills being introduced.
And you mentioned revenue projections. I think if I understand it right, we have reached a projection finally.
One of the things we talk about is that the legislature is often independent and they come up with their own numbers compared to what the governor came up with. This year, they actually agreed with the governor. They have set an employment compensation target at 3%. That's the salary increase for state agencies. And the Economic Outlook Committee, which makes the revenue projections upon which JFAC, the Budget Committee, builds its budget, they came up with the exact same figure that the governor did, which is a little over 5% increase in revenue this year compared to last year. So now we've got the framework for the budget.
And the unemployment bill passed. The bill to cut unemployment taxes for businesses has made it through and has gone to the governor's desk.
First bill out of the chute, this bill passed in the House unanimously. It passed in the Senate unanimously. The governor will probably sign it next week. One of the things we like to talk about is that there's different kinds of bills in the process. There's bills that fly, there's bills that die, and there's bills that crawl. And this is clearly a bill that flew. This was the first bill out. Everybody was on board with it. And this bill is the first one out and the first one passed.
We're a few weeks into the Idaho legislature and things are starting to roll. How long is the legislature supposed to last this year, Gary?
The target date for the end of this legislative session is March 27th. And by the way, for our listeners, if you want to look at the calendar and see what's scheduled for when, including the target dates, including the bill deadline dates, et cetera, you can do that. It's on the Idaho Legislative website. You can go in and actually look at the calendar. And the calendar calls for a sine-die target. That's the date that the legislature would end of March 27th. And by my count, that would mean that we would have a 78-day session this year. And that's very typical of an election year session length. In the last four election year sessions, we've had 78, 81, 74, and 75 days. So they're right on target there, hoping for about a 77, 78-day legislative session. Remember that the primary this year is pushed up a couple of weeks. So there is an incentive for the legislature to get its job done and to get out of town.
That's Boise State political science professor Gary Moncrief. Gary and Samantha Wright have a new podcast called Legislative Breakdown. You can find the podcast at our website, boisestatepublicradio.org, or wherever else you get your podcasts.